Yeah, thanks, Tommy. The story of stage 13 in Cairnhill. Donnachilly once again setting a fastest time on the second run round Cairnhill. Gary Jennings continues to lead the international rally. Paul and Cara Reid have set a blistering time on Cairnhill, the quickest of the Mark IIs, but Manus Kelly continues to hold the lead in the national rally. The story on the international side of the rally, Donnachilly and Kevin Flanagan, they had their problems this morning, but they've been fastest over the last couple of stages, 7 minutes 47.6 for Donnachilly. Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy in the Subaru, less than a second slower than that, 7 minutes 48.1, and then 1/10 of a second slower with the third quickest time was that of Declan and Brian Boyd in the Fiesta, 7 minutes 48.2. I've got a feeling that the boys aren't far away from getting a possible fast time here on stage two with one stage left to go. Derek McGarty, 8 minutes 1.7, Darrell Reardon, 8 minutes 3.7 seconds, and then Seamus Leonard had a bit of his bumper hanging off at the back, so obviously he made a bit of a ditch in Cairnhill at some stage. 7 minutes 56.1, but a good time there for Seamus in that one. As for Stephen Wright, he did not come out of service in the R5 Ford Fiesta, so it looks as if his rally may have come to an end. Unofficially, the top six in the international is Gary Jennings leading Declan Boyd, Subaru 1, Fiesta 2, and the difference between the two cars is 53.5 seconds. Donnachilly has closed the gap ever so slightly. There's about 33 seconds now between himself and Boyd. Derek McGarty remains in fourth position. Darrell Reardon is fifth. And Seamus Leonard has cut the gap now between himself and Reardon for that battle for fifth to 13.3 seconds. On to the national side of the rally. Manus Kelly continues to lead. He did have a spin at Ballyar Bridge, but he wasn't the fastest. The fastest crew was Paul and Cara Reid on their home turf. That was their home stage. 8 minutes 10.3, a blistering time in the Ford Mark II Escort for the Reeds. They took the quickest time on their home stage, Cairnhill. The second fastest on there, was the chairman, Brian Brogan, with Damien McGinnigan. 8 minutes 13.8 for the crew currently sitting second in the national rally. Then we had a time from Adrian Hetherington, 8:15.7. By the way, Brian Brogan did have a spin in there as well in Cairnhill. Hetherington, 8 minutes 15.7. Then Manus Kelly, 8 minutes 16.2. Damien Gallagher had a good time, 8 minutes 16.8. And we also had Frank Kelly, 8 minutes 17.2. That was the leading runners in the national rally with some good times in there in the second run round Cairnhill. On a flip side, the way we see it in the national rally is Manus Kelly and Donal Barrett leading their Mark II Escort 21.2 seconds. Adrian Hetherington is 13.9 seconds behind Brian Brogan and Damien McGinnigan. Then we have the Reeds sitting in fourth overall after that fantastic time in Cairnhill. Frank Kelly is at 5, David Bogie is 6th, and Damien Gallagher continues to hold 7th position overall in the national. At the head of the field, Gary Jennings continues to be controlled at the front. He's an advantage of just under 55 seconds from Declan Boyd. With Donnachilly fastest times in a couple of stages today, despite his problems this morning, he's still in a third position. And we also believe that Adrian Ray from Clonmel continues to lead Darrell Leonard in the Group N battle as well. There's one more stage left to go on day two of the Dual Donegal International Rally, and it's going to be a big one once again. We expect very fast times coming out of the second run around Cairnhill. Once again, the spectators have been out in their thousands here throughout the day to watch the Donegal International Rally. It's been a fantastic spectacle. We've had the sunny weather as well, and there's one more stage to go, and we'll be back shortly with the times after that here on Highland Radio.